Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode. Welcome to the first debate of the year. I am your host, Michael Petro. On the show this week with me, you've got Charles Fernandez, Martin Navarro, and we are mass debating who came up with the best music band using characters that don't play a musical instrument. We are working our way into a series of these. This is the starting point. We'll get to another one later on in the year, but first off, we decided let's see who doesn't have any musical talent, and maybe they could figure out how to play the bass, the guitar, the drums, and we had to have a singer as well too. Optional ideas were: did you have a name for your band? Did you have a reason they were performing? Was there a concert? Are they making an album? Is this just a jam session in a garage? And I think that was about it. Those are all the requirements. Plus, a ton of fun stuff on the weekly watch list. We got new RuPaul Drag Race. We got me preaching the Yellowstone John Dutton philosophy. I can't remember what Martin watched, but I know it's awesome. Sorry about that, buddy. So that's who's on the show. That's what's on the show. If you're in Vancouver, go to the Clue Club January 15th. That's this weekend. And check out Martin Navarro doing stand-up there. That's his room. So Vancouver friends, go find it. You can check him out on social media at Sweet Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E, or just head to our Instagram page, hit follow, and then check out the link in the bio. All of his stuff is there as well, too. Jimmy's doing a show January 21st at Gaffer's in Lockport, Manitoba. Another Laughs at Gaffs with a lovely lineup of comedians. So if you're in the Selkirk, Lockport, Interlake area and you want some comedy in your life, go check out Jimmy with his friends. They're doing some stand-up. I've been at that show. It's a lot of fun. If you were there, I was the very loud laugher. That's me. I'm the loud laugher in the room. Fucking only child, only looking for all the attention. Anyways, so that's it. That's all I got for announcements. If you're new to the show, subscribe. Check out the Debaterverse, which is like everybody's pet projects. Link in our bio on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That's where you find Ian and Diamond doing TikTok shit together. That is Diamond's dog, if you've never listened. He's got a lovely puppy that sits in the studio and we record from time to time. He's got a fun bunch of videos there with him and the dog doing fun shit. Mark's String Bean Comics, if you're into comics and you want to reach out to Mark, there's that there too. Plus Jimmy, me, Martin, all of our Instagrams are there, so if you want to follow the show, it's the easiest way to stay in the know. Didn't mean to rhyme there. And you'll find out what we're doing when we're doing it. That's for live shows, commentaries, events that we might be hosting and or performing at, so on and so forth. So that's it. That's all, ladies and gentlemen. First debate of the year. We hope you enjoy it. We're making music. That's me. That's Charles. That's Martin. I will cue that reel, and you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters podcast. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the place that asks that question. What happens when real life, R-E-E-L, meets real life, R-E-A-L? I'm one of your hosts. Happy New Year. First episode, first debate. I'm Michael Petro.
And I'm Jimmy Skinner, and we're going to do a good old-fashioned debate today.
And who's in Vancouver?
A Filipino guy in a ball cap with boyish charms and good looks. That is what my friend described me as yesterday to a stranger.
Were you at a speed dating? Where were you?
No, I was. We were at to this kind of lounge / bar restaurant, whatever.
Yeah.
In downtown, and he knew the manager, and we were meeting up just to have drinks and dinner, and then he already reserved the spot, and he was late, so he told the manager to look out for this exact person. And he's like, "Oh, you're Martin." I'm like, "Yes, I am Martin." He's like, and he showed me the text. He's like, "This is what Adam described you as," and I was like, "Oh, yes. That is for sure true. I find nothing that everything on that is true. There's no false information on that text whatsoever."
Well, it's like Alex. Do you remember Alex's joke about how he doesn't want the police describing him if he were ever caught for a crime? He's like, yeah, he's really short.
Like, it's just a long
yeah, they're
negative
bullying
list.
Him. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'd feel so bad, Martin, if another guy that looked just like you came at that same time.
Well, he would have gotten VIP coverage.
Very good dreaming,
yeah. He would have got some free champagne at the bar, which was nice. So
hell yeah, Martin Navarro.
Okay. It's like what the Sausage King of New York.
That's
from,
right.
From Ferris Bueller.
It's all about
Bueller.
Confidence. Right?
Yes, I am Martin Navarro, even though it's not the same guy.
I am Spartacus.
Oh, shit. Okay, hang on here. Before we get into this here, I think this would be fun. So that was Martin's description.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, what do you think your Martin, what do you think Jimmy's description would be if you were waiting for him and you left those notes with the maitre d'? What would you say?
Confused if, look, young man, because he smoked too much smells like marijuana.
Okay.
Awkward, lanky, tall, confused. Looks like he needs an adult or his mother.
Accurate.
Okay. Accurate. All right. Jimmy, what would you tell them about me?
I'm just like thinking of all the stuff that I can.
So you're going to see a guy. And you're just going to know. I don't think there's, you're going to know. His name is Michael Petro. You're going to know him.
He's going to look like the guy in the Leon's commercial.
He's going to walk in and you're just going to know.
You're going to ask if that's a rocket in his pocket, but it's a McDonald's hamburger.
It is.
He's double cheeseburger. He's got burgers in his pocket.
It's fresh.
Socks and sandals.
No. Flip-flops,
right.
A pair of sweats, a cheeseburger in his pocket resembling a hard-on. And you're just going to know.
You're just going to know.
Ah, you're Michael. Yes, I am, sir. Yes,
I am. Right this way.
Right this way. That's
and
funny.
And then he leads you outside.
Yeah. Like, okay, insert movie theater where I have to go get my ticket. That's what you would say to the ticket holder.
Clerks, Kevin Smith, or with a white beard.
Yeah. You know what? My Twitter handle on my personal, which I never answer or talk on because fuck Twitter, but like... someone described when I did the Kevin Smith thing, the best compliment I've ever gotten that's 100% backhanded is Kevin Smith if you bought him on wish.com. Mm-hmm. So that's what you should say if I'm ever coming to get a ticket. Like, why would we have a real ticket waiting at tickets are on our phone?
We'll call.
We'll call. There you go. Yeah. Looks like Kevin Smith if you bought him and he took 29 days to ship.
And not to get us too off topic here, but I got a bunch of these movie gift certificates for like Landmark Cineplex. But the problem is you have to actually go there without having a seat booked already and just kind of hope for the best. And that's not who I am.
Can I tell you there's a life hack to that.
Yes, please.
Okay, so you have to go to the Landmark website to use gift certificate number. You can't use it on the Atom app. You have to use it on a mobile, essentially.
So I have to like open the browser.
You have to make an account. You have to log in. And then you can save your gift certificate numbers in there. And then when you go to pay, you just pick one and, you know, off it uses.
Why can't I just Apple Wallet it?
No, I get it. The Atom app lets you do it, but the Atom app.
Some of them
app,
are the paper, too, like yes. The paper certificates.
I'll show you upstairs. Right. The fucking drawer for everything. Filled with checks I haven't cashed yet and fucking.
You can do that on your phone.
Fucking first world problems over here. I have a ton of checks I haven't cashed.
You don't want to get arthritis from signing too many checks. Yeah.
Right?
That might happen.
Fuck.
It's all checks from his grandma, like Seinfeld. Mike, if you cash those, she's going to go broke. You can't do that.
She lives on a very fixed income.
Guys, do not make me out to be like an elderly take advantage of person. I don't know what the problem is. I'm a take advantage of person.
Are you the prince of some sort of African country who needs money? Because his accounts are all frozen, so he needs $2,000 to hire a lawyer?
I'm really the Nigerian prince. That's me, guys. Yeah, I've been spamming you for 100 years.
That is how I would describe you to somebody else.
You know the Nigerian
Michael
prince?
Petro, the Nigerian prince.
You're just no.
He'll just know. He's going to ask you if you want to find out about if you got any inheritance from his Nigerian uncle. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we start the show, shameless self-promotion time. We'll get it out of the way right now. But I believe Martin and Jimmy both have some...
We're doing some comedy dates
coming up. So, Jimmy, let's talk about homegrown shit first. What's happening?
Hey, if you're in Winnipeg or in the Lockport Interlake area, come out to Laughs at Gaffs on January 21st. Doors at 7, shows at 8. We bring the best comics out from Winnipeg. And I'm also there hosting, and it's going to be a great time. The show always fills up, so... Show up, get a seat, eat some food, support gaffers. They need it.
Yeah, no. And, what was the thing you said that the staff like to know in advance? Isn't there a thing?
if you're going to go, call gaffers beforehand. Get a seat. They want to know if you're coming, so maybe they'll have a little extra staff next time. It'll be fantastic. Everyone will get their food and drinks in a timely manner.
They want everyone to be served, guys. So just give them a heads up if you're coming so that they have some sort of idea. That's just like restaurant etiquette shit. Martin, what are your dates, man?
January 15th. When is this releasing?
This week.
Okay, January 15th. I am hosting a show at Clue Club. It's our second show. We had to postpone the last one because there was a snowstorm. So for safety purposes of people not driving to the show,
this is the do-over. Okay.
Vancouver babies.
Yeah, yeah. This is what the NFL was going to do with the Buffalo game, but they decided not to.
Yep. Timely.
No kidding. Go on.
But yeah, snowstorms. We had to cancel it. We were fortunate enough to book all the same acts again. So Dino Archie's headlining January 15th. Follow at @CLOUGHCLUB on Instagram and message them for a table reservation because spacing is limited and we sold out our first show.
I'm going to shame these boys publicly. If they send me the images of these events, then I can put them on the Real Debaters page and then you can follow us there. So you always know if you're a Vancouver fan of the show or a Winnipeg fan of the show. Or our 7 fans in Utah, whatever.
From the Interlaken
region.
Right? If they send me the photos and you follow the Real Debaters page, then you can see everything too.
And Real Debaters is going to have a lot of fun things coming up too, so keep your eyes peeled.
He's very right about that. We got a meeting this week for something that's local, and we're going to see if we can elbow our way into having some fun at public events.
A lot of fun drinking, movie, trivia activities.
Yeah. Something along those lines. Yeah.
Mike, I just sent the poster on the group chat.
Oh, there it is. Go. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. And there's Benny running around, our new kitten, who has... we found out that the other cat, the cat that impregnated her, was like a random, was like a street cat. So all the crazy...
That's perverse.
I don't think there was any courting. I think it was just hop to it. But we're finding out
smash
slowly...
Smash and grab job?
Jesus pretty much. Christ. Little in out and out if you're a Clockwork Orange fan. And she's now a crazy fucking cat. Like eats my face, kind of crazy cat, hisses at me. And then last night she tried to run outside. Shauna's just like casually closing the door and like she got her head like caught. I was like, it's your fucking fault. Like, we're the most loving animal people. We chose no kids. We chose kittens. And that fucking dumb cat, we're finding out the street.
Call that cat's bluff, Mike. Be like a child, like, I'm going to run away from home. You do? All right, here's the door. I'm going to go back to playing Elden Ring.
You can't do that in Winnipeg. They won't last.
Well, I mean, that's the cat's fault.
All right, so we know nobody tunes in for our chit-chat here, so let's step off this mortal coil and go off into the world of what we love most, film, movies, television, and online media, and all things included. So, Martin, last week you had some Way of the Water, and
I did. I peed a lot. Is that what we're talking about?
No.
How many times did you pee during that movie?
Yeah, did you get to pee at all?
I held it in the
really?
Whole time.
Really? You diapered that
held
shit.
It in.
He diapered it.
And had a big bottle of water, too, and shitty movie nachos, which I love. My favorite type of nachos.
Oh, God, going to the movies with you, the movie nachos. It's
crunchy. Double cheese. Too crunchy.
Only psychopaths order salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Two cheese and extra crackers.
It's too crunchy. I don't have the confidence.
Oh yeah, he doesn't fuck around.
You gotta eat during the loud parts, Jimmy.
Yeah,
eat
you're right.
During the loud parts,
it's a timing thing.
When
you're
the transformer changes, you crunch a chip.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Martin, what'd you watch this week?
I'm still watching it actually. I'm on season 2 of Alice in Borderlands.
Oh. Okay.
Great Japanese Netflix show. It's based on a Japanese comic. I'm almost done. It's I don't know if you haven't seen it. It's kind of like if you've seen Squid Games, everyone knows Squid Games.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that same premise. What happens when all the rules of society break down? Like, what are people's true nature? Kind of like Asian Lord of the Flies, I like to call it, is the premise.
Yeah, you said you combined it between that and what did you say? The Battle Royale? Is that what you kind of?
Yeah, pretty much that. Sweet. Like that. It's just, society breaks down and what happens when there's no more rules? What are people's true nature? So. You see that a lot of cool characters. It's loosely based on Alice in Wonderland. It's got a couple of things. It's got a couple of things that reference the show. Like the main character, his last name is Arisu, which is how you say Alice in Japanese because there's no L. So A-R-I-S, and then there's no C-E in Japanese. So you would say S-U. So Arisu is Alice in Japanese. But yeah, it's like just great. There's lots of cool, gruesome deaths if you like to see those
love
things.
That. I do.
The games they come up with, like they come up with simple games, but make it like, this, if you lose, you die, basically, yeah. is the stakes. So and season two is pretty good so far. A lot more brutal deaths and crazier games than season one. So yeah, I'm hoping, I have three more episodes left. So I'm hoping it's, from what I've heard from people who have finished it, it's a really good, they like season two a lot more.
And that's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Because I remember seeing the ads for it. I'll check it out.
It's good. I don't think, you know what? Like, I just watched season one. I didn't watch season one when it first came out. I just watched it recently. But I was like, you know what? I'll take a chance on it. Let's take a chance. And I'm glad I took a chance because it's a fun show.
Is there any
trying to figure out what happens to them, like how they get, how the game, like try part of the fun is trying to figure out what the hell is going on, like how is this happening in the world, like trying to figure that out is part of the fun too. And I'm still trying to figure out what's happening in season two, so
I'm still trying to figure out what's happening in season two of my life, so I can't even imagine. The show looks great. Is there any is there any relation to like Alice in Wonderland? Like is it playing with
there's
any
a couple
of
references
stuff?
It's not really. It's not like they go down. I don't know. I haven't really finished it, but like so far, like they don't like. It's not like a big acid trip or anything like that. You know, it's not a big mushroom trip where they go down the hole and eat mushrooms and get bigger.
That's kind of what I expect from the title.
Some of the characters, yeah. And then some of the like the games. The way they name the games is part of it, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, so like you could have something relating to a caterpillar.
Well, it doesn't spoil it, but like basically each, there's a bunch of different type of games, and each game is like a card in a deck of cards.
Okay.
So like a game could be a four of clubs or a seven of diamonds.
Oh, so it's like playing that drinking game where you draw a card and each card is a game. I love
Oh,
that.
Fuck you.
Yeah. And then like each suit represents, like there's only four types of games, so each suit represents a type of game in this world, and also the higher the number, the more difficult the game is.
Okay. So if you get like a jack, king, or queen.
Those are like the most difficult ones, yeah. Okay. The face card
is ace high or low?
Ace is low.
It goes both ways.
Ace is low, but goes both. It's called the wheel, Jimmy. It's called the wheel.
Okay, so how many dirty kings out of 10 do you give it?
You know what? I'm going to give it probably an 8. 8.5, and I'm not done this whole season yet, but so
solid.
Far I like what I'm seeing. So 8, 8.5.
Solid. Okay.
How many episodes?
I think there are 10 episodes a season. So nice. I'm on episode 7, so I have 3 more left.
Full hour?
About 45.
Okay.
That's not much. I can do that.
Was there a big gap between first and second season? Like was there one?
I don't actually know because I just watched the first season just last year. So and the second season just came out during the Christmas break. So
okay. Mm. Netflix is weird like that. Like they don't promote
hard
like any other studio does.
And then they just cancel things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then when they tell you things do well, you're like 840 million hours of this have been watched. And you're like, and that's good or bad? Like what's that mean? Like I don't know what you're basing that off of.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't tell the talent. Like you don't know if like they don't even tell fucking producers. Like nobody knows why Netflix goes, let's do this again.
Wednesday got a second season.
It did. And
I love Wednesday. That was a good, if you guys watch Wednesday, it was fun.
I've just been trying to perfect the dance for my TikTok video. That's all I've been doing. I don't even know what the show's about. I'm just trying to fucking dance with my
hands.
Like it's, I don't, Shauna watched it. She said it was fun. She's fine. We've got Benny running around the room, ladies and gentlemen. So if any of us like go, oh God, out of nowhere, it's because we're afraid this little crazy fucking kitten is going to chew into a wire that might be producing the show at the moment. So that's the O's and the A's in the background. Jimmy, are you good, Martin? You got anything else before we move on?
No, I also watched Our Flag Means Death. Taika Waititi.
But yeah, but tell the world why you started watching that and stopped watching what else you watched.
Oh God. So I tried to watch White Lotus, couldn't do it.
What happened?
I was the same way.
I couldn't do it. I was like, I think I was, how many, I think I was 5 or 6 episodes in, and at the 6th episode or 5th episode, I'm like, I'm done. I can't do it. I wasn't a big fan. Like, I just don't like
just don't
shows
care.
Where it's just, even though it is satire, all they were doing was like rich white people complaining. That was the whole show. And I'm like, I don't want to see this.
No, I know, but like they're all assholes and they're all pieces of shit, and you want
even
like,
if they are assholes and pieces of shit, of humor. I don't want to see that.
Okay,
no one wants to hear that voice.
Oh, sure.
No matter what.
You could just take a walk down Wolseley.
Well, you're all fucking hippies in the folk fest, but then back to reality.
Hippies don't have money.
And I love Alexandra Daddario. Like, I love her. She's awesome. But I just, I'm like, I'm done. I quit. Like, oh, you know, I don't know how many episodes. I think you said it was six episodes, Mike?
It was six or seven. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I quit. I was like, you know what? I don't even see the ending.
Okay, I get it.
I'm happy Jennifer Coolidge is doing things.
I started watching Billions.
I couldn't stand her character, Jimmy.
No, but she's so funny.
I couldn't
stand her. She's like the one enjoyable part for me.
I'm out.
Wow. But like, I just want to make a point about like how it can affect you. I started watching Billions, and I stopped watching Succession for this reason, actually. It made me too angry.
It's just pissing you off. Like, why am I watching this if I'm just mad?
Yeah. It's rage watching.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, I can clearly see that Succession is all about wealth and power and what you like, how much fuck you money can get you somewhere. But I'm like, no, that's unfair. I don't like watching this. And like, as much as I'm like, Brian Cox, I fucking love Brian Cox.
It's fantastic. It's just, yeah, I feel you.
And Billions was the same. I'm like, this stupid.
It's just making me anxious.
Yeah. Hyper greed is fucking. I'm like, no, wrong. Share the wealth. Like, don't fucking, no taxation states that are safe. Like, fuck that shit. Like, charge these guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I just couldn't relate to any of the characters. I was like, this is too out of my league. I'm out.
Okay. All right.
So Flag Means Death was way better.
Is that a new season?
It's got a lot of cool cameos. It's got a lot of people from Flight of the Conchords do cameos. Ooh. Taika Waititi himself is in it. Great way. It's only 30-minute episodes too, so I'll be quick about it, but yeah, watch it. Super hilarious. It's got that same humor that he does in all his shows.
His brand. So
check it out.
And truly.
What's that on?
Best pirate name ever. Crave. Steed Bonnet.
Steve what?
Steed. Like a horse? Steed Bonnet.
Steed Bonnet. That's a solid name.
That's the best
name.
Pirate name ever.
Someone's going to name their kid that. You know that's going to happen. Fucking
seven.
What'd you watch tonight?
Zoe and I got together with a few friends, and we watched the first episode of season 15's RuPaul's Drag Race.
This is the original, right?
Yeah, this is back to the basics, basically.
To life.
All right. Now, if you guys didn't know, there's the four Paul brothers. There's Logan, there's Jake, there's Rue, and then there's little-known Winnipeg Paul brother Ron. Rarely do you ever see all four in the same place, but they all come from the same womb. Fantastic episode. Great way to start. They're really going back to the basics. They're doing like the first challenges they had in season one.
Which were what?
They had to pose on a car with hot dudes and then be viciously sprayed by a hose. Yeah. Like, and it's heavy, so the wig has to stay on. Props to the wig glue. Everyone did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
The thing with this season, though, is there's a lot of, and I don't remember much of last season, but with this season, there seems to be a lot of TikTok queens who don't particularly do live shows. They just are popular online.
They TikTok in their closet.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of the seasoned queens are not too impressed with them.
You got to get on the road.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
So like these TikTok. Like, how are they at live performances then? Are they just terrible because, like, all they hear is laughter, but there's no laughter in a TikTok? Like, is that... I'm just picturing, like, a really bad open micer.
Yeah, I'm curious on this, too.
Man, sometimes some of them try to do stand-up, and sometimes it hits really well, and a lot of times it does not. But usually they do, like, a lip sync, right? So a lot of them are fine in front of a camera, and a lip sync's not... Like, as long as you can dance and you know the words, it's easy enough to get through.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, like, the TikTok queen seemed to be more than fine.
Well, and I would imagine, too, that TikTok, I mean, the three, I think, I've done of me being, like, I think the last one I did was Bane.
You're a pro, yeah.
Yeah, no, not a pro. not gloating. Lip syncing is a major...
I don't mean to make it sound easy.
No. I'm just saying, I think the reason they went to those TikTok queens, instead of other, like, traveling.
People know them. Like, they're popular. When those ones came in, all the other queens knew.
Sure. But
they were like, I recognize you from this.
It does test the waters of, like, you can do this on an app, but can you do this in person?
Right.
Do you have this performance?
And maybe that's the point of the season. I don't know.
I bet you it is.
I've got nipples, yeah. Mike. Can you milk me?
come on over, and I'll put out 2 hours of time and try.
I'm excited to see where the season goes, though.
Yeah. Mm. And RuPaul's obviously...
This is my first watch party, also. Yeah.
Man, okay, me and Martin used to do them when Game of Thrones was on. Yes. We used to go over to Chris's house and watch. And it's just so much fun to be in a room of, like...
Oh, it's fantastic.
Like, in a room of, like 100 people for a movie, yes, it's etiquette to be quiet. But a room full of five of your friends and we're all glued in.
Subtitles are on.
Of course, yeah.
Because it's different with RuPaul. You react to things.
You do, yeah. How was this watch party? Was it?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Like I don't have anything to compare it to.
What was the food?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just snacks, chips, candy. Oh, they had these super sour gummy worms. I'm pretty sure I ate the whole tub.
Really, you were that guy?
Yeah.
Nice.
I did that with chicken wings at a party once.
You know, we get so impossibly baked too, and it's. RuPaul has a lot of vibrant colors, and it's just very, it's easy to get sucked in.
Sure.
And like hyper-focused. That was my problem.
Fun, right?
People would like be like, Jimmy, and I just wouldn't be paying attention. I'd be so focused on the show because I just couldn't look away.
What was the room like when she was like sashay away?
It was a big elimination, not really? Somebody anybody thought was going to be going.
So it was big.
It was a more seasoned queen.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like
not to spoil.
I watch it when Kelly comes over and watches it with Shauna. I'll step in the room for a minute and be like,
"It's hard not to watch. You'll get stuck."
It is so hard not to watch. It's also not easy to do. Like you're essentially doing all the things that any actor does. You're putting on a costume. You're putting on your stage makeup. You're getting into character.
It's a show.
It's a show. Yeah. No. 100%. Any scripted shit or just straight up Reality Week for you?
I've been watching a lot of My Hero Academia on Funimation, but
yeah. I gotta get into that.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. It makes me feel like I can run through a fucking wall. Like
what's the thing?
I've watched the first.
It's a hero
on Netflix too, right?
Like
My Hero.
Yeah,
it's
fantastic. Yeah. Oh, it's on. No, there's a movie on Netflix, but it's all on Funimation, so you'd have to go.
Isn't it on Crunchy?
It's on Crunchyroll also. Yeah.
Crunchyroll.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's it's just fantastic. It's superheroes, Mike. I really think you'd fucking dig it.
Okay.
And it's a hero school. So all these kids, it's a universe where like 80 to 90% of people get superpowers, but it could be anything from super mundane to like being super jacked like Superman.
Got it.
Yeah. So they go to this school where they teach you how to use your powers.
Fun.
Yeah.
I'll try it out.
I think you'd
like
it.
Which is what it would be logical that would be the case.
Yeah.
In actual Marvel, like you would go to school to learn, like when there's people with powers, like
they'd
you go to
contain
school
it.
To learn it because how do you control that if no one's teaching you?
That's right. It's a very realistic take on it, I feel.
I smell a debate out of that. Like building your own.
But it hypes me up to know, like, I don't know how they do it, but
building your own university.
And making your own Xavier school?
Your own Xavier school, exactly.
For the gifted what?
For the gifted whatever. You have to be gifted in something that's not a superpower, but there's a school for you. There it is.
We'll find it.
You have a pocket. Mike has a pocket that fits bottomless cheeseburgers.
See what I mean? See what I mean? There's a place and a time for
another
that
dimension
shit
where you can store just bottomless cheeseburgers.
The superpowers in this show, Mike, will make you laugh. Like, there's a dude who can control everybody's clothes. So, like, he can break down your clothes into, like, a binding. His name is Best Genist.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's not on the nose at all.
Oh, it's fucking amazing.
Which one of you want to ask me what I watched this week's?
Martin?
What? Okay, Michael.
Take two. Let's.
What have you been up to this week? What have you watched?
Oh, there we go. Okay, perfect.
On the shows.
We don't need to cut that at all.
That was natural.
Film-wise, I started this morning, The Curse of the Pale Blue Eye, which is the Edgar Allan Poe movie starring
dramatic
Christian Bale and a bunch of like famous English actors.
Is it Christian Bale or Christian Bale?
It's Bale. We're not doing that with is the dress blue or is it black? It's Christian fucking Bale. I watched maybe 20 minutes of it and then the house started to come alive, so I was like, I can't get into this right now. I'll watch it later.
Do you watch it sober, or are you using it with under the influence?
No, straight up, straight going in chill. Because like I, my promise to myself this year, is that I watch as much new stuff as possible instead of wasting my time watching
things you've already seen.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm starting to feel that way too.
I want
to
talk about new stuff more than I want to rehash old stuff. So
yeah.
My goal for this segment is to bring a new
Even if it's an older thing, if I haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A new take on something, my first straight up, here it is, hot take, whatever, right?
And I feel you.
All right, cool. Well, let's journey this together then, right?
Let's go see Babylon.
So Pale Blue Eyes, like, tell us about it, Mike, for people who don't know.
Well, I don't know much. That's the thing.
Like, if you've seen the trailer, like, what give us a little,
it's
like, a trailer.
It's, it's a period piece. It is a murder mystery. You know what? The feelings I'm getting very Sleepy Hollow. I'm getting there's a murder that's gone on. There is a older, more seasoned detective who's been brought in. I think he's a detective. I'm not sure yet. I might have missed something. I wasn't on the
influence. Is he a pet detective?
No. Yeah, he's calls on the hounds and the birds and what other animals would be around this time period? No, he's not a fucking pet detective.
Well, the Ravens.
The Ravens. There. Well, yeah, sure. All right. That's fuck. I missed that.
We're talking about Edgar Allan Poe.
But we haven't even got to the Poe stuff yet. Like, I'm only, like, I just put it on to kind of get a feel for, because these new Netflix movies, I'm like, okay, all right, let's see if you can contend, right? And this looks great. It's all right.
And I could be wrong. Did Edward Norton play Edgar Allan Poe once?
Well, are you confusing the cape he's wearing in that magic movie he did?
That's what I'm confusing.
It is very Poe-esque. Yeah, no, I can see that. Yeah, that's not the Prestige.
Is it The Illusionist?
The Illusionist. That's exactly what it is. There's a point.
I got
for
my
you.
Own point.
There you go. So it's good. It's gonna be fun. It's giving me very sleepy.
Is it a horror or a murder mystery?
It's a murder mystery thriller, right? We've got a soldier who has hung himself, and his heart was cut out of his chest.
Been there.
And they have no idea why. And we're right at it's the same start as Sleepy Hollow.
Maybe because he wanted to wear his heart on his sleeve.
Possibly. There you go. That's so romantic of you. But it's the same entrance to Sleepy Hollow where he's called to a small town and there's a body and he's brought in to, you know, investigate. So that's, I like the Ichabod Crane, older crime.
Yeah, you do
theory
love your Sherlock Holmes movies.
I like a good mystery period piece. I don't know, Watson. And then
Glass Onion was great too.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
It so fucking was.
Fucking loved it.
I talked about it last episode, but Batista is going to be a fine fucking actor.
Great twist. Didn't see it coming.
No, you don't. Rian Johnson knows how to bury the lead.
And he might put the Muppets in the new one.
Was that a dream you had, or is that?
No,
like...
that's an article that exists, and he said that would be awesome.
See, and this
is going to be he's going to make it a TV series, right? So if it's a TV series, they do a Muppet episode, it would be hilarious.
That would
time
be.
To light the lights.
Time to set the music. I have always said this, and I'll say it again, and I don't want to start the Star Wars debate again, but he was wrong to direct The Last Jedi because I had seen stuff he had done before, and I just went, I think this is a director who's like, I want a challenge.
Did he do Looper?
He did Looper.
Looper was great.
He did Brick, too.
They shouldn't have Bruce Willis'd Jogo Lev's face, though. That looked awful. That just looked fucking weird.
But I think, I don't know if...
He looked like a potato from New Jersey.
You're talking... Okay, so that's the Joseph Gordon-Levitt...
Yeah, Jogo Lev.
In Last Jedi.
In Looper.
Okay. But apparently...
Is Bruce Willis from New Jersey? Isn't he just a potato from New Jersey?
Okay. All I know is that Jogo is in... Joseph Gordon-Levitt, listener, is in every Rian Johnson movie, but I don't know how he's in The Last Jedi.
He might be a stormtrooper.
But no, he's in...
Daniel Craig was a stormtrooper.
That's so sick.
Well,
the first one.
And in Glass Onion, he was, and then Prince Harry and William were in the second. In Last Jedi, or one of the second or the eighth or the ninth, they're stormtroopers.
Did you hear they had a physical altercation?
I did, and I want the Crown to incorporate that in the next season so badly because it's like a...
I didn't grab you, Harry.
Right? It's one of those old school like gentleman battles where it's like, get out of this room.
So dramatic.
William, I do not want to speak with you.
I didn't say your wife was rude.
Anyways, okay, so yeah. So Pale Blue Eye, go start it. You'll like it. I'm going to finish it after we're done here.
Sick.
And also...
How many Headless Horsemen?
Yeah.
Out of what you've seen so far?
I'll give it how many eviscerated hearts, because the heart is missing.
How many pale brown eyes?
Pale brown. I will give this as a starting point, 7 out of 10
nice.
Perfectly spoken Christian Bale accents.
Wow.
Because he's full in...
Well, he's English now.
Right? He's not
Batman. He can do himself.
He's not Batman. So there's that. And then I am on the Yellowstone train again. I know I Hop mentioned this.
You have Paramount, Mike?
Yeah. No, I have Prime.
310 to Yellowstone.
Oh. Yeah.
But is it like, I have a question for you. Because I did Yellowstone. I think I'm on season 3, and that's where I stopped.
Okay.
But are the newest seasons on Prime, or is it all on Paramount now?
I believe the newest season premiered on Paramount because they're trying to suck people over.
See, that's definitely not going to do it for me.
See, that's why I don't want to, like, should I even start it if I don't want to get Paramount Plus?
Yeah,
I know.
That's not enough for
me. I'm not there yet, so I'm going to worry about that later when I have to make that $5 purchase.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, like, if, and we'll chew it in the first month, and then we'll cancel, and it'll be fine. I think Paramount's like $10 now. But, yeah, I think it's something like that, Martin. Like, it does break from one streaming site to another, and then they're like, well, pay our money, and then you can see it, kids. So... yeah, it's a little annoying. But me and Shauna are fully, I'm fully in the Dutton world.
Okay.
What season?
Seasons. Okay, where am I? I'm right where the airport is being put into Yellowstone.
That's season 3?
That's season 3. You got it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm rooting for Jimmy. Big Jimmy fan.
Thank you, man.
No, the guy who plays Jimmy. I can't remember his name right now. Dude, you liked one of our Instagram posts when I first posted about this. I think you're the shit of an actor. I'm sorry I can't remember your name right now, man, but like
you got to edit it out and then edit yourself saying
No, but I'm being honest. I'm being a true person here. But the guy who plays Jimmy,
I'll find it.
New year, one of us gets to be the intern.
We're going to get an intern someday.
We are. But right now we're going to share the intern role. That's what 2023 is about. So the guy who plays
Michael
Jimmy
just gave me the Wi-Fi pass.
Before we were streaming off the Starbucks next door.
Jefferson White.
Jefferson White, you're my fucking hero. I love an underdog. You do such a good job at it. And Wes Bentley, who plays Jamie.
That's not a real name.
Wes Bentley's
that's
a real
name. That's a born name if
that's
I've ever
not
heard
a born
one.
Name. Wes Bentley.
You keep saying it.
Wes Bentley. Wes Bentley. American Horror Story Wes Bentley from
Dirk
Show.
Gently?
Not, it's no. Not, I know.
Was he also in Hunger Games? One of the guys were in Hunger Games?
Maybe.
He was the host in the Hunger Games.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. He was also
like the guy running the show.
Yeah, and he was also in Kevin Spacey, Rose Petals, a beautiful
American Beauty.
American Beauty. Yeah, he was in that too. He was the
a
guy
beautiful
chasing the fucking,
American mind.
A beautiful. So I love like watching it transpire, and watching the themes come out.
Terrifying like, looking
well,
cast.
Taylor Sheridan, right? He also did Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah,
same kind of feel, but with horses now.
Yeah, motorcycles. No, you're right. You're so right. Motorcycles.
Taylor
are
Sheridan
horses.
With horses.
Yeah.
Or Sons of Anarchy with horses.
But he's also like he's a horse trainer in it too. Like he's in the show. Their themes are somewhat political, and some of them are like very you know rah rah America and whatever. I can see through that and be like, all right, whatever. You got to make shit. But like. The themes of building something from nothing.
Yeah.
And wanting to protect it from outsiders and wanting to leave it to your family. Like the idea of the land is always in threat of something worse than hanging onto the land and keeping it in the family, like the airport or a casino or whatever.
See, with Yellowstone, I have the same problem Martin did with White Lotus,
okay.
I think. I just don't want to. I don't want these characters. I don't like these characters. I don't want to be a cowboy.
I get that.
I have zero urge. I have no urge to be a cowboy.
And when those things come on, me and Sean are like, shut the fuck up, Rip. Or like, not. Like, we call it out and we have a good laugh about it.
I just mean, like, because people are watching and they're like, no, I want to be a cowboy. And I'm like, I don't ever want
to. I do. I was going to. You know what, Mike? I think after we're done watching, you know, all the ones on Prime, we should go to Montana.
I'm down. I'm down to Jackson. Let's go to Jackson Hole.
Get some horses.
We'll do a live show.
Off the land.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
There'll be our own Brokeback Mountain.
Kevin Costner, we're coming for you.
Because you can do those kind of things. Like, they have ranches set up where you can.
Yeah, I want to go to a dude ranch.
Yeah,
dude
ranch.
That's City Slickers, guys.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
100%
that.
City Slickers.
Real Debaters,
Real Debaters
go to a dude ranch.
City Slickers?
Okay, the three of us. Okay, you got Billy Crystal, Daniel Stern, and I can't remember who the other guy was, but like he's in.
Ooh, I'm Billy Crystal.
You're Daniel Stern, motherfucker.
Damn it.
Yeah, you're Daniel Stern. I'm Billy Crystal.
Yeah, I think I'm the guy. Who's the guy with the mustache, though?
In City Slickers?
Yeah,
he's Italian.
He was in
Godfather as well.
Yeah, he was in Godfather. I think he was in
Jack Palance?
Goodfellas too.
Jack Palance.
Jack Palance?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's him. Okay.
You guys are thinking of Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, not Jack Palance. Jack Palance is like
Bruno Kirby?
Yes, Bruno Kirby.
That's it. Bruno Kirby.
Jack Palance is like Curly.
Alive. I think he died. Rest in peace, Bruno Kirby.
I think he died too. I think you're right. Anyways, Martin, I'm infected with I wanna learn how to rope. I wanna like wear cowboy boots and just be like, get the fuck off my land. Like it that kind of shit does get in you because it is written so well. But
you have that opportunity to go out with Shauna to the farm.
I know.
And you already don't do it.
I know. Like there's someone out there with horses.
You're
like,
not a cowboy.
It's
got to
be on a ranch.
It's got to be
ranch
a ranch
in the States.
It kind of someone has to like be like with like skull in their mouth. And,
I just
spit.
Don't think I have it in me is what I mean.
I don't think it's there either. But
it's like joining the army. I just don't think I have it in me.
I think there's a Jimmy in me.
That's really nice, man.
The guy played
that sounds
Jimmy,
weird.
Whose name eludes me
I told
again.
Told you his name.
What's his name?
We just said it, too. We just said it and looked it up like 2 minutes ago.
I'm not looking it up. I'm just thinking really hard.
I didn't say his name, so it hasn't
if
stuck in
my brain.
There
was ever an ad that said, weed definitely affects short-term memory. This is it. Right here,
Jefferson White.
Thank you, Jefferson White. I swear I know so much about you, but I'm like,
except
I'm
his name.
I'm the Jimmy character on the show.
I'm Jimmy.
Yeah, no, who's on first? Anyways, Yellowstone.
I'm Spartacus.
I love Yellowstone. We watch like 2 or 3 episodes a night. It's lots of fun.
I want to say, Mike, I love it. I you know, being a cowboy is hit or miss for me. I'm not opposed to it, but I don't really want to be one.
Take it or leave
I do love Kevin Costner, and Jimmy knows.
Yeah.
I love Kevin Costner, and all my characters on video games is named Kevin Costner.
Jimmy does know that.
Jimmy, that's Jimmy which knows. Jimmy Jefferson White. There, I said it. No, that's and that's the thing. Kevin Costner, like as Superman's dad, you know, just Jonathan Kent
dances
with the hand, right? Like it's he and dances with wolves. Even the postman is growing on me again. Like there's. It's a long way to deliver a letter.
Let's not go too far.
Okay. But, like, yeah, there's Bull Durham. Let's go back to some Field of Dreams. Robin Hood.
You can't do that. You can't use Kevin Costner's great movies to be like, yeah, now you have to watch Yellowstone because he wasn't a cowboy in any of these movies.
It's powers of deduction.
He's a cowboy now.
If you take all of this.
It's like, I wasn't waiting for Kevin Costner to become a cowboy.
He is. Do you know? I think he still has a cabin in Lake of the Woods.
Look, I love Field of Dreams. I have a dad. I loved it.
Oh, shit. Anyway, so I give my Yellowstone training. Because like, the last time I watched it, I think I watched like 3 episodes and was like, it was fucking awesome. Like everybody was at the time. But it then came back to it because everybody.
How many
Jimmys out of 10? How many Jefferson Whites?
Thanks. Say it 3 times. Maybe he'll show up like Beetlejuice. Huh. hey, what's going on? I give this 8 out of 10 horse riding Jimmies because he becomes a bronco rider,
right?
And then tries to show off in front of Mia, his new girl, who's very forward.
I love her. She's like my favorite character.
Right?
On there.
As soon as she showed up, I was like, okay, all right, you're gonna teach Jimmy a thing or two. I like it. But I give Jimmy rides a bronco in front of her the first time, and
like OJ,
like not that kind of not down the LA freeway
with Al Collins.
No. So he rides the bronco, and then off camera you hear crunch, and then his Kevin Costner's in. Martin knows this scene, but Kevin Costner's sitting there in the hospital, and he's like, "Oh, you're awake. All right. So I had to write this down because I don't understand half the things the doctor told me, but you have." And then he just like reads off an itemized list of like crushed hip, replaced disc, broken spine, broken L4. And then all Jimmy says is like, I don't have any money to pay for this. And he's like, don't worry about the money, but don't make me pay for this twice.
Fair enough.
And then he's like, I'll pay for it, but you have to stop riding. He said, but it's the only thing I've ever been good at. He's like, I thought you might say that. Learn to rope. Worst thing you can do is break a thumb. And he throws like a lasso on the bed and walks out the door. And you're just like, I want to be you, Kevin Costner. I really want to fucking be you. So there you go. That's my
I'm Kevin Costner all the time in the world of PlayStation.
It's a great person. I shouldn't say that. Don't take that. It's a great character to be inspired by.
Teach
Kevin
a man
Costner's.
To hog tie and he'll kidnap for life.
Don't buy him a white van. That's like the that's the serial killer's starter kit. All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Segment one out of the way. Check out some of these things or don't. It's up to you.
Yeah.
We just like that you listen, so thanks for that. Moving on to the first one.
It's time.
What's it time for? It's time for that lovely music we love to insert right here.
At my signal, unleash hell. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein.
Give me a fat beat to beat my body test.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
First debate of the year, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a tough one. We didn't realize how tough this one was going to be until we started doing it. I'm like, I have zero confidence that I'm going to inspire either of you to pick me today.
So it's because I kind of thought we could go two ways with this.
Oh.
We could go...
Which way benefits you the most?
We could go the usual way where we just read out our band
that
we have.
Yeah.
Or we could each present, like we'll say, okay, we'll go around, everyone present their drummer, and then we all pick the drummer like how we do a fan casting.
Oh, you want to share
the
load.
That's not going to work for me because I didn't follow the assignment, so it's different.
I don't think your audible is going to work today.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. All right, we'll read our bands.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So standard debate for you, ladies and gentlemen, we'll each present.
You'll see why.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I'm so worried.
I love how you tried to call.
How's he
going to
cheat this one?
No, there's no belt, there's no money, there's no nothing, but fuck is there pride.
I have a belt. I went to Uptown Alley, I got a belt. We have a belt.
That's right, I forgot.
I'll bring the belt.
So am I the first 2 years of winning debates, I guess?
Well, we need something like... It needs to be a nicer belt, and I'd like to get one with our logo, but having something customized like that is a few $100s, so we'll see someday.
Yeah, don't you ever do that. Okay. Not unless...
I want it so bad, though.
Well, we're gonna backdate the wins,
okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, oh no, totally.
Listener, I'm telling you this right now.
See, we could go belt, or do we do trophy, like something you could carve it into each year?
We will go belt.
I like trophy.
Okay,
see, trophy's nice, and then having a belt as the champion for the year can be something as an accessory.
I will put...
But you have to take it to the airport with you and, go on trips with it, and you can't let it leave your side.
Okay, so here's the thing. On our link in our bio, listener, is a place where you can donate to the debater cause. There's three things there. There's a large, a medium, and a small combo. It gets you shit, right? If you donate to the trophy, then you will be in a long list of other people who hopefully also donate to said trophy. And we will get one, and it will be the honorary, and then we'll put everybody's name who donated.
That's hilarious.
And it'll be
and
the longest.
And hopefully it makes a readable anagram.
That's what I'm saying, is that it'll be the longest
acronym.
Trophy name.
Acronym.
Acronym?
Yeah.
Anagram? I don't know what it is. I failed English. Point is, listener, if you donate $5 to the debater cause, which is be a donator or an executive producer of the show, we will put it towards this trophy. Help us get a trophy. I'm not kidding. If they want to, we'll do it. And then it'll be each time that trophy is won, we will mention one of the people who donated.
Yeah.
Leave your favorite movie details there, listener, if you hear this, as well as a brief bio on who you are, because you can leave a little message for us and be like, this $5 is for the trophy.
Do we make the trophy look like an Oscar? What do we do?
We get there when we get the trophy.
Okay.
First,
when we have
the
money.
Let's get the funds first, then we can start talking options. Once we get a budget going.
But a $5 donation gets you to be part of the honorary trophy / belt system here at The Real Debater. So at the end of the year, we talk about everybody who helped get it.
Yeah.
Hopefully this works. It probably won't, but you know what? Let's say it anyway. So debate is pretty simple, ladies and gentlemen. To musically,
this is your baby, Mike, this week.
Yeah, it is. I drove this one, and I'm probably going to drive it into the ground. Make your own band. I don't know what I was doing when I thought of this. I think this has been on the list for a really long time.
Are there any secret caveats to this one, Mike?
I said make your own band. I said that you could put a manager in to it, like mm-hmm. who's going to manage mm-hmm. a band. What kind of music are you playing? Is there a concert? Like, why is this band together?
Yeah, yeah.
And they just couldn't have any musical experience.
Right.
That was the ringer. And when I say these things out loud to everybody and I go, yeah, that's a good idea. And then everybody says yes back because I'm a cult leader. No, I'm kidding. and they don't question me. Then we get here and we go, man, this is not as easy as it looks. Because it'd be easy to be like, let's pick every.
It's hard to argue for something that they don't have.
I know. But what I did was I looked at the instrument.
You looked deeper.
I looked deeper. You know what?
It's very grateful dad of you.
I looked at this as like. I looked at the instrument and then I looked at the person and I was like, can I see them there? And then arguing that after the fact was even
totally.
Harder. Point is, though, you had to fill four positions, a basic band, a singer, a guitarist, the bass, and the drums.
Yeah.
That's it, right? And then all the other stuff, if you don't have it. Well,
I just have
fine.
Four keyboards.
You have four. Okay. All right. In different keys. There's an A, a B, a C, and a D, and they all. that'll be fun, actually.
There's actually a D, E, V, and an O.
All right, Jimmy, you pulled short string. You're going first.
Yeehaw.
So let's get you out of the way because you called the audible. So I have a feeling who knows where this is going. But ladies and gentlemen.
So do we do how like a band would read? Like would we do singer, guitar, drums, bass, or our bass and drums?
Paint your
follow your heart, Jimmy.
Follow your heart. Okay. Paint your picture.
Well, I'll go with what I thought at first.
Okay.
So I picked the drums first because it just seemed so obvious at the time. I've decided to pick the Pale Man from Pan's Labyrinth as my drummer.
The guy with the...
Yeah. He'll be drumming with his hands.
Okay.
And I could picture him being hyper accurate with the drums and being able to see exactly where he needs to go. There will be no... It's like if the guy from Def Leppard had two arms.
We love Def Leppard, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry if these are kind of quick.
No, that's fine. We don't want to keep the listener longer than we have to this year.
On bass or bass, I have Marvin the Android from Hitchhiker's Guide. Because I always picture...
Sad Martin?
Sad Marvin. The saddest
Rickman,
people.
Right?
Alan
Rickman,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
The saddest
or,
people
sorry,
play
sir,
bass.
Alan Rickman.
You're right.
You got it.
R.I.P. The saddest people on the planet play bass, Mike.
Sure. Dude, my character is so in line with, I thought the exact same thing. It's the pathetic, it's the pathetic position,
yep.
Right?
This is where you put a sad bastard, and who better than Marvin the Android?
When he sighs.
And he'll learn it so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's AI.
He's an Android.
Yeah.
He has to.
I also have computers.
I'm excited.
Oh, my God. Did we? I
think I'll vote for you, and you'll vote for me.
Probably. Martin won't win.
Hashtag vote with integrity. Not really.
A singer, and this is where it kind of gets controversial. I did a switch. My original pick was
this whole thing is controversial.
You're right.
Oh,
my
shit,
original
my
pick for singer.
Hang on.
Oh,
going,
he's having
going.
A panic.
No, keep going. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, my singer was gonna be Jack Skellington, but I thought that's too a little bit too close to musical experience.
Is that
but.
Where you thought? We would call you out?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we would.
And then instead, I went, and I hope you accept this, Baloo from The Jungle Book.
Ooh, I like that.
Bill
Murray
singer.
Baloo or original cartoon
I think
Baloo?
Because where Jack Skellington's like in a musical, Baloo is just singing a fun song.
I accept that.
I don't think he has like band experience
per se. I accept that because...
All the bare necessities.
Right,
because
how you know?
That reason, number one.
All bare necessities.
It's a great song.
And you're going to understand why I pick him. I'll just tell you.
Because bears don't fucking sing, so it makes sense.
This is very clearly a grunge band, if you didn't know.
Oh, I missed that.
This is very clear.
Dirty, dirty fur grunge.
Just think of Baloo singing even deeper and sadder, and then watching like a Marvin the Android with emo hair at the front of his
Baloo with Kurt Cobain?
Yeah, that's right.
Is Baloo in like flannel?
You know he's in flannel. On guitar, finally, we have Ash from The Evil Dead. I'm going to piggyback off Michael a little bit. You can just attach the guitar right onto the arm.
Hey, man, that works.
And the guitar's got to be the coolest guy. And who cooler than Bruce Campbell?
Well, yeah, the guitar guy, like he'll talk into the mic a little bit too, right?
Groovy.
It's usually... Yeah. Bastard.
But perfect. And to tie them all together, naturally, and I think this is acceptable because he doesn't play an instrument at all. But for manager, I picked Dewey Cox's manager, Sam, from Walk Hard.
who was it again?
You don't want any of this, Dewey.
Yeah,
it just makes you feel better. And
managerial experience didn't have, like, you could pick a band manager if you wanted. Like, it just, the four couldn't play instruments.
Dewey Cox gets so famous so fast. I mean, he's just a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, he skyrockets up the fucking Walk Hard.
I think that goes directly with Sam.
And
Tim Meadows is just so fucking funny. I could watch that man in anything.
I agree. I truly agree.
The Ladies Man.
And for band
Cavathier.
Name. And to bring it all together, the band name, The Sad Sacks.
Very disgusting.
It's so disgusting. I love it. Did you have a reason why they were all playing together? Like, why is this happening? Like, is there a concert? Or no, just...
How does any other grunge band form, you know? Just guys finding each other, being sad.
There it is. Yeah, no, being sad in their garages, for sure. Okay.
Are you sure they're not emo?
You know, I feel like they'll make that transition.
Like a bit of an MCR kind of Jimmy World, maybe?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you hit it right on the head right there.
Martin, do you have any major points first? Or
I liked it. I like your band. I like the grunge aspect. I would have preferred the emo aspect if you were going to go really, really sad and play that. But
I second that. As a person,
I don't disagree with you.
As a person who wore eyeliner.
I would say is, how dare you disgrace bass players, because we got Flea, who looks like the craziest human being alive in any band.
Sure.
And he also got Paul Rudd slapping a bass. Who doesn't love the slap of the bass? Come on, Jimmy.
You got me there. Paul Rudd's probably the happiest person to play the bass.
I liked it. My favorite part of your debate was the bass player. You're shitting on the bass player.
Because nobody chooses to play bass.
No, they don't. I like Baloo a lot. I think that's I singing like very Cobain-y.
What's more grunge than having a bear lead singer?
Is anything more grunge would be him doing cocaine.
That's right. Oh, and he does.
And well, 2023. Yeah, there. That's what I'm saying. Maybe
heroin bear.
And I think it was on. I think it was around that area.
Barrowin.
Barrowin.
Yeah.
Oh, can we
nailed
stop
it?
We need to stop the show now. Sorry, listener. Oh wow. I dig the grunge thing. I like that. That's funny. Because like grunge is so pathetic.
Oh right? Yeah.
Like, and
it's dead.
It did die. Died on the vine. I don't really
No, you can stop.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect debate.
Yeah. No, I don't really have any criticisms on that. Mostly because you guys have mentioned so many things about what I'm about to talk about that I really just want to get it out of the way now.
Are you going to go next?
I'm going to go next.
All right, Michael. Present.
So
present.
I'm going to hold my criticisms for both of you when I do my stuff.
Okay. All right. Wow. He just wants to lash into us.
Yep.
So I'll go singer first, right? Front of the band. Okay. All right, we'll go front to back.
Who's your front man?
My front man's Randall Graves from Clerks. Ooh. Clerks fame, all right? And I should mention that we are a late 90s, early 2000s skate punk band, right? Face to Face, Gold Finger.
Oh, Michael Petro. Right? Eyeliner Petro.
You got it. You know
the
exactly.
Classic.
Yeah,
I like it.
Like, yeah, right?
I'm going.
So like very Tony Hawk soundtrack is kind of what I'm going for here, right? Anything in that vein. It's a fundraiser to save the Quick Stop, to make sure that it doesn't go under for some reason. I don't know why, because it's saved in the canon of the films. So Randall Graves is singing. And I mean, he's angry. He's always got an opinion.
That's the worst for emo bands, yeah.
Right? Like, to give them a pad of paper and to start, like, ripping into life, I feel he's really got some video store angst.
Some bare light bulb hanging from the ceiling.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and, like, maybe he throws on some eyeliner.
Oh, just, not a maybe.
No, it's a skate punk band, so there was a little bit of eyeliner in that genre. Not much.
Fingerless gloves.
No, lots of, like, all black.
Oh, okay.
All, like Van shoes, black skinnies, black
stripes.
T-shirts. No, not, no.
All right.
No stripes.
Okay.
This isn't baseball. Okay. The Yankees. What else?
That was my emo face.
He's also got great crowd work, right? Like, I would feel that he would just pick apart the front row like Henry Rollins does. Like,
yeah.
Fuck you, buddy, let's fight, right? But, like, he would just
and
be like.
And he's a great person behind the scenes. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He is.
Rollins?
Yeah, from what I've heard.
Yeah, no, he's solid.
Seems fantastic.
Solid gentleman. So yeah, that's the couple reasons why I picked
Good
Randall,
pick.
I think.
Okay.
And like, you don't need to really be able, like, punk, you just need to hold notes.
Yeah.
You don't need a lot of singing
Sex
talent.
Sex Pistols proved that. You don't need any talent.
You actually don't. No. You need holding notes and tone and stuff are not big requirements. It's not Mariah Carey, right?
Fair enough.
We're not chasing the charts here.
Nobody is.
Guitar. I picked Lisbeth Salander from A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
Mm.
Right? She's got the look.
Interesting.
Right?
She's got the look.
She's got the look. She nice. Just has that.
Tatted
like,
up.
She's tatted up. She's got the missing eyebrows. Like she's like a Twiggy from Marilyn Manson.
That's
like,
punk.
You know, like she punk. And now here's the thing. She can hack your Spotify playlist. Right? So as soon as you buy a ticket to this concert, she can hack you and
hope
figure out.
She likes Weezer.
Yeah, but she can hack you and then be like, okay, this is the kind of shit they're into, so let's tweak our music.
Is she going to be like, what is that thing that came out on Apple that album nobody wanted, but it was like a
Bono.
Famous band?
Yeah, Bono.
What was that?
It was U2.
It was U2.
Yeah, the Bono. Is it the U2 album that nobody wanted, but it just everyone got it on Apple?
Yeah, I can't get it off my fucking phone. Drives me goddamn nuts. So there's that aspect, right? I thought it'd be neat to have her. And then also, like, hack your playlist and then send you off with a gift playlist from the band, right? Like, to incorporate.
If you liked us.
Yeah, if you liked us, here's what you should like. And it's based on her hacking your Spotify playlist and figuring it
Intrusive,
out.
Intrusive, but nice.
Right, yeah. I mean, in the fine print of the ticket is you may be hacked upon entry, but, you know, whatever.
Nobody reads it.
I'm not looking at your browser history, Jimmy.
Bass.
Who's more pathetic than Peter Clavin from I Love You, Man? Because he does slap at a bass. So.
Slap
at
a bass. There
good
you go,
pick.
Mike.
Yeah, naturally.
Right. As soon as Martin said that, I was like, do I have
but
his ear this week?
Play?
He doesn't play.
He does play.
I don't believe
you're right. No, he doesn't.
He doesn't play. There's a line where he's like, I can slap at a bass, man. And then the line becomes funny and he keeps saying it over and over again. So I feel let's put a bass in his hands and let him slap it all day long because he has no friends.
Yeah.
Like he has no, the whole point of the movie is to make friends and then have them come to his wedding. So at least if he makes friends with a band, he can bring the band to the wedding. Maybe even play at the wedding.
Maybe even
knows?
Lou Ferrigno.
Right? Maybe even Lou Ferrigno. And then for drums, I look at drums like Charlie Watts from the Stones.
Pete Best.
Pete
Best.
Like the drummer, there's so much cool in a drummer, right? Agreed. Like they sit in the back, they got to be confident. They're not front and center. They don't sing much. Like Don Henley from the Eagles is the only drummer that comes off the top of my head. Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl and Don Henley are the drummers that I know that can sing
and
play.
Dave Grohl, like, I think he plays guitar in Foo Fighters.
First Foo Fighters album is no one but Dave Grohl playing each instrument and then mixing the tracks.
Jeepers.
So drums, bass, guitar, keyboard, he's a fucking, he's a phenom. So for drums for me, it was a simple Penny Lane from Almost Famous, right?
Mm.
And the reason I say that is because she's got great timing. She's always where she's supposed to be. She's always in the hotel when what's his dick needs her. She's always on the bus.
She's always ODing right when you need her to.
Okay, that I knew that was coming.
Yeah, but you can't have a band without heroin abuse.
Right.
Exactly. There's got to be something.
Penny Lane is giving them legit street cred, right, with the heroin thing. It's not a downer, it's an upper, but it's literally a downer. And she's got great timing, she's cool, she's hip, she can sit behind, like she's a confident bitch, right? Like she can do her thing and you know, fuck the rest of you. And
I don't give a damn about my bad reputation.
See what I mean? Yeah. And I originally started with the drummer and I thought I was gonna do like an angry chick band. Like that's what I wanted to do. Then I was like, I don't listen to that music, so I don't have a place to speak on it.
You should.
Right? But I know I should. Pussy Riot, the only one I know. So how ignorant does that make me?
And the Beaches.
They're great.
People mentioned
they're
Pussy
fantastic.
Riot.
I love them. So there's that. Manager? Manager
excited.
Was tough. I looked at all of the most the most successful and band adjacent friendly managers I could find. Business managers who know how to negotiate contracts, who know how to steal, who know how to, you know, maybe.
Lex Luthor.
No.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That
you
is
want
a
your
good
band
one.
To be a fucking success.
I picked Jordan Belfort from The Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm.
The guy's not afraid of some
again,
drug use.
Cocaine.
Right? Right, he knows what's going on. He's already well aware of band
lifestyle.
You
just wanted Leo.
I needed Leo. I always need some Leo. Right.
I would have picked Leo from The Revenant.
What?
The dad from The Witch.
Somehow he'll broker it. He didn't broker a deal well with the white man in that movie, unfortunately. Because fuck, they fucked.
He did
his
with
kid
the bear.
Up.
He lived.
He did. Yeah. Okay. So all things relevant, the bear fuck around scene is why I picked Leo from The Revenant. I recast. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, Jordan Belfort. I feel like he's a horrible piece of shit. He screws over people. But in the world of entertainment, you need a ruthless cutthroat.
Wow.
And if, as soon as they break up the drugs, which he's probably the one to do, I mean, Penny Lane's okay with it. Peter Glavin's got to open up his life a little bit. Elizabeth Salander, I'm sure, is no, you know, saint. And Randall, I mean, we've never seen him do it, but that's because Kevin Smith doesn't do drugs.
And you think he can keep them on the rails?
Well, if
or off them.
Yeah, which one? I mean, on them until I have to take them off.
That's
how does that
right.
sound? There you go.
I don't know, man.
There's my, and I don't have a name. If you guys want to give it a name, give it a name, but I just.
Something about a nameless band.
Right? Like, I mean, Penny in the Lanes.
The
maybe?
Ain't Rights.
The Ain't Rights. Or like, what is it? All Malware in the Upstairs. Like, I don't know. Like,
just call them AA, Addictions Anonymous.
There you sure. go. All right. Off the rails. There it is. So I give you. And gentlemen.
Jimmy, do you want to start?
I don't know, man. I don't think Jordan Belfort's going to be able to keep them on track. Like, I think it's easy when it's a group of people in a call center, when it's, I don't know.
When it's Penny Stocks?
When you're on tour.
Not Penny Lane.
Because I feel like maybe, I just don't think he'll be able to keep them on track, man. I don't know. I think they'll maybe get a couple of good years in and then might just, shit, what's that band with Tommy Lee?
The Dirt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Oh, the Memoir of the Dirt?
Yeah.
You want Motley Crue.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think of when I think of your crew.
You think of my crew
I
as
think of a Motley Crue.
You think my crew's Motley?
Yeah.
You don't think it's got any moxie?
Well, I just think they're going to have a few years.
Okay.
And then they're going to be really tired for a long time, and a couple of them might die.
But that's the world they play in, man.
Motley Crue died, though.
They're still mostly alive, actually.
Yeah, that's
even
fair
Mick
enough.
Mars is still alive.
You got me there, and he's like 200.
Yeah, well, in back years.
Yeah. These are the years he owes Satan.
Yes. Yeah. He barely stand upright, that guy, but yeah. Can plays a bass, I believe. No, Nicky plays bass. He plays guitar.
That being said, 86. I think I would really listen to this band. I really do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Martin, are you waiting until the end?
I like where you started with the idea of a punk band because I thought that was really cool. Your first two picks were I really liked. I liked the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Elizabeth, yeah.
You had Graves as the first two picks. I thought those were really good picks for a punk band. I wasn't too your last two picks really weren't punk for me.
No.
Like if you were to pick movie characters that are not really representative of a punk band, especially for a drummer, when you said punk, I thought you were gonna go with Harley Quinn.
Oh,
that's a good
as
call.
Your drummer
that's
for
a really
punk
good
band.
Call. I should yeah. Fuck. I mean Harley Quinn.
It's too late.
That's my only thing. Like, I like the idea. I think that just the two characters didn't seem like they were in place.
So,
for a punk band,
one might say it fell off the rails for you halfway through.
I think at that one, yeah. But I like the idea. I think you had a good thing. I think just the two characters were the only thing that didn't make sense to me. But I like the idea of a punk band, and I think your frontman's really good, and your guitarist, amazing pick.
Thanks, man. Jimmy and me are going to vote for each other, so it doesn't matter. But thank you.
Martin always.
Hashtag not voting with integrity.
We'll see how Martin follows the rules this
we'll
week.
We'll see what happens.
It's us accused of not following them. It's never him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. All right. Thank you. Harley Quinn is a big miss. I didn't go
that
superhero.
That was a good ad for a punk band. If you were going punk, I would have thought Harley Quinn would have been something for sure.
Harley Quinn and the Jokers. Because I could have done a duo. I could have had a lover front band. A lover as two front men.
I should have gone family band.
Family band? Like the Osmonds
or
something?
Yeah, that's what I should have done.
I half thought you were going to go Muppets or Simpsons for this.
The Muppets have all played in a band.
They all have played in a band.
They all have
so have the
band,
Simpsons.
For sure.
That's true. Wow. It does really eliminate. Okay. Maybe next time I'll give a broader explanation of no musical experience. I should say they're not a musician. Like
I
if
think
they
the
have...
two of us hit on it pretty well.
We did.
Martin.
Yeah, what say you, sir?
I don't... You guys were saying you all had difficult times with this. I did not really have a difficult time
shut
because
up.
I did not read the rules. So I don't know if mine's right or wrong. But the way I come up with inspiration for these debates is something I watch or something I see just inspires me and makes me want to make it as part of my debate. So instead of your typical band, I am creating a barbershop quartet, which basically is just an old-timey word for boy band.
Dude, that's 100% a band. Like,
yeah, you can do that.
Like, that's fine.
That's what I'm doing. And it's inspired by one actor. You can guess what it's going to be.
That's the Ben Stiller thing
the
again.
The band name is called The Wicker Men.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Fuck,
so it's
going to
be inspired by all Nick Cage characters.
He's doing a Nick Cage.
He did this with Ben Stiller, and it was
all
funny.
All have like their archetypes or whatever.
Yeah.
So we have as a leader, Memphis Reigns. He's kind of like the older brother, the leader to the band.
Yeah,
sure.
Because he was like in charge of everyone in Gone in 60 Seconds. We have the bad boy, Caster Troy, from Face Off.
Fuck.
We have the Boy Scout, the nice guy, Stanley Goodspeed from The Rock. And then we have the talented train wreck, which every band has, Ben Sanderson from Leaving Las Vegas.
Jesus.
Ben Sanderson will probably die early because he's an alcoholic. So he's talented, but he's going to die early.
Is this a Bradley note?
That burns too bright.
Is this like a Sublime thing for you?
How did we lose again?
No kidding.
And he's going to die early. So what's going to happen is 30 years later, the rest of the band is going to need more money. So they're going to try to replace him with Giovanni Ribisi's character in Gone in 60 Seconds, but it won't be as good. And here's the thing that I thought was missing from both your arguments that I did. Here's some of the songs that they're going to sing. Okay, all the songs are based on Nick Cage movies. The first song, I Only Have Snake Eyes for You. obviously, there's a song called Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds from The Car. Another song called The Prom Queen from The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Another song called I Love Your Prickly Pear from Leaving Las Vegas. And another song from, this is from The Family Man, a very underrated Nick Cage movie, Birthday Cake Sex.
Jesus Christ.
And also another song, the last, I have two more songs from Face Off, I Want Your Face Off.
Of course.
And the last song from Con Air, Bunny in the Box. And that's my band. Don't even need a manager. They're going to be fine on their own.
Like, I don't even want to pick to who
we
votes.
Lost.
I don't.
We lost. Yeah, we lost again.
We lost. Yeah. Fuck, Martin, you win. I'm just.
You went so outside the box, and
fuck.
You just.
Fuck.
What a good idea.
Like I said, you had to. I set the stage, Martin. Like when you go sideways and you just go four singers, well, fine. That's your. That's
Troy is the perfect lead man.
Like you fucking fuck. It's not even that. It's the song titles that really get me. It's the Bunny in a Box. It's the I Want Your Face Off. Like
I'm upset.
I don't want to do this anymore.
God damn it.
I really don't want to do this
and
again.
And he comes in here with this, oh, I don't know if I did it right bullshit.
Fucking humble brag. Dick fuck.
I love you guys.
I don't care how much you love me. It's not about love. It's about Nick Cage.
I'm mad.
I just watched that Massive Talent movie. I'm like, I want to do something with Nick Cage. And
no,
I just
nailed
I
it.
Just watched a bunch of Nick Cage's greatest quotes on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, there's so much I can do here.
You crushed it. They're this bad. Week. Just absolutely crushed it.
Like, I don't want to say any more words about this. Because the more I speak, the more I feel bad.
Color me impressed, Martin.
Yeah, I'm okay. And like, I mean, Renfeld just came out this week.
Yep.
So, like, very Nick Cage popular right now.
Do you have a manager?
Yeah. Was there?
My manager was going to be actually Nick Cage from Massive Talent.
Nice.
That was going to be the manager.
Okay.
So, Nick Cage is
Nick
Cage.
Character.
And sorry, did you have a name for this band? What's the name for the band?
Oh, The Wicker Men.
The Wicker Men.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
You know, I can't use this as a reason not to vote for you, but something Cage in the title, maybe. Like,
Cage Against the Machine.
That you get what I'm saying? Or like, I don't know, The Cages, or like just something that's on the Nick Cage nose. The Wicker Man is great because it's the biggest, like it, he's done so many pieces.
Despite
of shit.
All my cage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
that's I I'm still mad. I just want to say that.
Like, we lost again.
We lost.
Good for Martin.
In case anybody's confused, Martin won because he picked Nick Cage. I just
over.
Want to say that.
Yeah, like, we don't need to vote. There's nothing. There's no card game.
Yeah.
There's no fun.
Yeah. No, there is no fun. Like, I'm going to go and watch The Pale Blue Eye now and still fucking hate Martin.
Yep.
I don't want to ruin my Christian Bale experience with hate in my heart.
Yourself some skip the dishes, Mike. Go to McDonald's, some cheeseburgers, get happy.
Hungry, yeah.
I've upset eight all of the times I'm allowed to. I'm not allowed to eat when I'm upset anymore. I've maxed out on those times.
We got an air fryer for Christmas, and I've
it's
just
a new
been,
year.
Oh, it's a new. I have a new life. Like, I'm a totally new person with this air fryer.
What?
I gotta get one. I hear good things.
Martin,
from the air fryer.
It'll change your whole life. You'll never use your oven again.
You won't, because it's a convection oven.
And
in
it's
a small,
so fast.
It's 10 minutes. You get chicken fingers.
Yep.
Mm.
You can do anything.
How's the cleaning on that thing?
Like, it's so easy, Martin. You take out the basket and you just wash. Like, I just wash it in the sink.
Teflon, dude.
Yeah. Nothing.
Oh.
What would you make Nick Cage in an air fryer, Jimmy? What do you think Nick Cage would want to eat?
So Zoe and I got some of that fish from my dad.
Nice.
And
so
we
battered it.
We did like a Cajun seasoning batter.
Yeah,
and fried it in the air fryer, and it was just.
So some Cajun fried fish for Nick Cage.
Yep. Hungry now.
What would you make Nick Cage in an air fryer, Martin, if you had one, now that you know how
he
awesome they are?
He doesn't know.
50 bottles of vodka.
That's not Ben Sanderson we're talking about. That's Ben Sanderson's
what would I make
diet.
Him? I don't know. Probably, well, he bourbon. 50 bottles of bourbon, because in Massive Talent, all he drinks is bourbon. Bourbon, right. bourbon.
So Martin's
which is my kind of drink, too.
Bourbon in some deep fryer. All right. I'd make him like a crab cake.
I like crab cakes. Those are good, delicious.
You guys don't want to play this game. That's fine. Fuck it. I was just trying to make it happier for a second because we both lost to Martin.
It's too late.
I like crab cakes, though.
I do like me a crab cake. I do. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another debate brought to you by The Real Debaters. First one of 2017. Normally, we get to vote. So if this is your first time listening, don't do that. Go backwards a
little
bit.
That was the first debate of 2017? Or 2017? What year
2017!
Sorry, guys. I was fucking around with The Mandalorian in the garage. Not The Mandalorian. The DeLorean. What's wrong with me? I'm fucking glitching.
He's having a brain down. Oh, no.
Mike, do you smell burnt toast?
I was in my Mandalorian going back in time. You mean DeLorean?
You
no,
might have
I mean
said
Mandal-
2023.
I might have. Maybe. I don't know. Whatever. The point is that was funny. But normally, if this is your first time, go back a couple episodes, ladies
Martin's,
and gentlemen.
The best part is that's only worth one fucking point, Martin.
Yeah.
You don't take this giant lead over us now. We'll be back.
We will be. And we'll win.
Yep.
And it won't be so like.
We'll show you.
I felt like this was a circumcision. It was just snip the tip and move the fuck on, right?
With Dr. J.
Take the Band-Aid. Yeah. Jimmy Skinner at Skinner's Clinic.
No, Winnipeg has the only wrapping vasectomy doctor.
Oh, I did see a thing online of him.
Yep. Really?
Yeah. No, he does. He's got an ad on radio, too.
He raps.
He does. He raps.
Do yourself a favor, y'all.
He raps about
I feel
unwrapping.
Like, you guys remember Rain's World, Noah's Arcade? I feel like that's the rap he does.
It's pretty
when
much
he raps
just,
about
it's
Noah's
the
Arcade.
Exact same.
Yeah, it's very simple. And to the point. Yeah, no, that's very similar. You're right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another episode. Much appreciated. Happy New Year. And you should subscribe. That's the best way to support the three of us here or any three of us on the mic is just to subscribe and support the show because that allows us to do a lot of things. And it's free. So if you like listening to dumb shit that is very similar to this, we have a whole year of it for you. And whatever podcast player you're listening to, just hit that.
Follow us on Instagram for all our updates.
Follow us on your podcast player. And then inside whatever you're listening to are a bunch of links. It's our Twitter link. It's our Facebook link. It's our Instagram link. Go follow those. That's the Debaterverse. That's knowing when we're doing a live show here in our home province of Manitoba. That's when something's happening for Jimmy Martin or Emily or whatever. Like, I'm sure Emily's got a lot of dodgeball games this year. If you're into dodgeball and you want to go support her team, that's possible. Mark's comics, Jimmy's comedy, Ian's movies, the show in general.
We all have things.
Charles's Nerdgasm. We all have things. It's all there. The link in our bio is how to do that. So if you like this and you want more of it, this is how you stay in the know with The Real Debaters. Debate of us. I have been this year's first loser, who's sitting across from me.
The second loser.
And in Vancouver.
an unbearable weight of massive talent.
Oh, fuck. Okay, quit it with the, he goes from humble brag to like, I'm the shit.
Look what we've done to our boy.
Right? Fucking.
We've massacred our boy.
This little Filipino boy.
You massacred my boy.
watch all the movies and television, kids. Say bye, everybody.
Later.
Bye everybody.
Fuck, I'm going to cry.
Spanish ladies.